thing that rocks.
Good morning.
Go. I'm doing the
Lyrics.
Dance.
What?
I'm doing the dance.
Oh, are you? Or are you doing the chair? But you're doing the chair dance, right? Just in your chair? Perfect. Yeah, just all like shoulders.
It's like I got no legs.
Just Lieutenant Dan. you're good at chair dancing. I'll say that. I will say that. You're a hell of a chair dancer. Anyway, folks, let's get to it. It is time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Of course, as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Nailed it, buddy. Black Sabbath's Paranoid is getting a big vinyl reissue on October 9th. This is cool. Paranoid Super Deluxe Edition is a 5-record set with the original album, the rare 1974 quadrophonic mix of the album folded down to stereo, plus 1970 concerts from the Montreux, Switzerland, and Brussels, Belgium, that are making their vinyl debut. And the box set comes with a hardbound book with extensive liner notes, a poster, and a replica of the tour book sold during the Paranoid tour. The listing price is $110, which is actually really reasonable when you think about what you're getting. Mm-hmm. I mean, 5 records, a big old book with all that stuff. I really like the books that they add in, all like the little cool, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff, photos and notes and tour stuff and everything. That's always really cool when you have that. So,
it's a good you do get a lot for that money. Usually it's like you get a box set DVD for close to a damn $100 now.
Yeah.
You know, Blu-ray, double disc, $200.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
It's crazy. Fun fact about Black Sabbath. I always like telling people this. Tony Iommi, the guitarist for Black Sabbath, the day before he quit his job to join Black Sabbath, he was working at a factory. He ended up slicing off like 3 of his fingertips at the factory that he worked at, like right at the tips. And he's a guitar player. You kind of need those. That's like the key thing for playing guitar. So, yeah, he sliced off like 3 of his fingertips at the factory job.
So then he got robot tips, and that's why he can play so good?
So, yeah, he's got robot hands. He did end up getting, like, false tips on there, and then he also tuned down his guitar a step so it'd be easier to bend the strings with his false tips and everything like that, which also kind of gave the signature Black Sabbath sound. So maybe it was meant to be.
Are they like plastic tips, or did they grow tips on his elbow like that one guy?
No, I think they were like rubber tips, you know, like a fake tip, if you will. So there you go.
They just cut up a fleshlight, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Glued them on the end of his.
That's exactly how it worked. They cut up a fleshlight. I'm trying to tell a fun story, and there you go with your fleshlight talk.
Hey, you know what? I can ruin a story once in a while, too.
I wish you were more mature. I've never done anything like that to you.
Right.
That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1958, vocalist Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden was born in Sheffield, England. That guy's like a genius, and he's a pilot. Like, he can fly. Like, he flies like the Iron Maiden plane. It's crazy, man.
Not easy to get a pilot license. You got to have a little bit of knowledge and some money.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
That helps. Yeah. I mean, being the lead vocalist of Iron Maiden helps in that sense. So there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.